The Olympic Year is a series of programs outlining the events and music that shaped the last 40 years of the Olympic Games, from 1956 in Melbourne to 1996 in Atlanta. This week, 1984, Los Angeles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the opening ceremonies of the Games of the 23rd Olympiad at Los Angeles.
In world events in 1984, singer Marvin Gaye was shot by his own father during an argument. He was one of soul music's biggest stars.
Investigators say that Marvin Gaye Sr. and Jr. often had disagreements, and there is speculation the argument may have had something to do with a party Marvin Gaye planned to give today to celebrate his 45th birthday. Marvin Gaye was one of the pioneers of the Motown sound. He had a troubled personal life, however, and once said he tried to kill himself. Marvin Gaye's career took a nosedive in the late 70s, but last year he came back with the hit Sexual Healing. Marvin Gaye will probably best be remembered, though, for his blockbuster smash of the late 60s, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied, I don't need you. I've got to break free. God knows.
The Games of the 23rd Olympiad in Los Angeles, USA, the boycott once again rears its ugly head. After the US boycott of the 1980 Games in Moscow, the USSR retaliates, failing to send athletes to LA along with many Eastern Bloc countries. As a result, it was an American-dominated event, with the host country winning a total of 83 gold medals and one athlete in particular shining through. Carl Lewis, the four-time gold medalist, winning the 200, long jump, the 4x100 metres relay, and the blue ribbon, the men's 100 metres.
What a battle for the medals. Ron Brown, Sam Grady in lane 5, Ray Stewart, the 19-year-old Jamaican, in 8 on the outside. They're on the bluffs, they're ready and they're away. Second time of asking. Lewis is in 7, Grady's making it a great run too. So is Ron Brown. Mike McCarlish went up there. Lewis comes through. Lewis has won his first gold medal. Carl Lewis from the United States of America, 9.99. A magic time. It is the sixth fastest time in history. King Carl in lane 7.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it my own.
American Valerie Briscoe Hooks becomes the top female athlete on the track, winning 3 gold medals, including the 400, the 4x400 metres relay gold, and the 200 metres.
Briscoe Hooks, she's already passed Grace Jackson, and in the middle, Flo Griffith running very, very quickly, and Merle Noddy Page in lane 2, but it is between Flo Griffith and Valerie Briscoe Hooks, and Briscoe Hooks is in front, and Briscoe Hooks is going to win a second gold medal. Briscoe Hooks from Griffith, from Noddy Page. Cathy Cook tried, but couldn't get up, but a superb 21.81 Olympic record for Valerie Briscoe Hooks. 2 gold medals, 2 Olympic records, and just 10 hundredths of a second outside the world record of Marina Cook.
The the achievements of Valerie Briscoe Hooks were overshadowed by the biggest controversy of the 84 Games, when the American darling, Mary Slaney, was felled after a tangle with Britain's Zola Budd on the main straight of the women's 3,000 metre final.
Sensation! Mary Decker has fallen and fallen into the infield and is out of the race. She clashed with Zola Budd and Mary Decker is lying on the infield, and now the gold medal is wide open indeed. The crowd stunned almost into silence, and little frail South African girl, and boos raising all around this stadium because Mary Decker tripped when she bumped into Zola Budd and is out of the race.
Maricia Puiția of Romania went on to take the gold medal, and Slaney accused Budd of tripping, an allegation she had to withdraw after a barrage of bad publicity from the US media. Other notable gold medalists at the LA Coliseum were Britain's Sebastian Coe and Daley Thompson. Coe, now a Tory MP, won the 1500 metres for the second time, the first athlete to do so.
And the situation with less than 300 to go. Abascal, look at the time. Abascal from Coe, from Cram. Cram moves up and Coe. Cram moves up into second place. Coe reacts beautifully. Oh, what a piece of running by Coe. Less than 200 metres to go. The defending champion of the Olympics against the world champion at 1500 metres. Abascal, has he anything left? I doubt it. Coe grits his teeth, goes for home, takes it round the last bend. Can Cram react to Coe? Or is Coe? The classic style is coming our way. This is a beautiful win. It's style and panache. Marvellous run by Sebastian Coe. 3:32.53. Sebastian Coe is home and through on it. An IRA bomb devastated a hotel in Brighton on the south coast of England, where the British Cabinet were staying for their annual party conference. Five people were killed and many others hurt. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher narrowly escaped injury.
The bomb went off somewhere between 2:45 and 3:00. I know that because I looked up when I'd finished something at 2:45 and I just turned to do one final paper. My husband was in bed and all the windows went. And the bathroom is extremely badly
damaged. Your own room?
Yes,
in your room.
Yes. Yeah. We were very lucky. You hear about these atrocities, these bombs. You don't expect them to happen to you. But life must go on, as usual.
Back at the Games and in the pool, West Germany's Michael Gross, known as the Albatross, due to the enormous length of his arms, was expected to sweep all, and he got off to an impressive start, winning the men's 100 metres butterfly in a new world record of 53.08 seconds.
And it's well inside the Olympic time and well inside the world record time at the split time. That's a marvellous swim. We could have a world record on here. Pablo Morales from Santa Clara in California, 25 metres away from a gold medal in the Olympic Championships. And it's Michael Gross And Glenn Buchanan is third, and Glenn Buchanan making a great effort to get back at Gross. And it's a marvellous finish as they come down to the touch. Gross and Morales, and it's Gross who's going to get the touch. Gross must get the touch. Surely Gross gets the touch over Morales.
Gross also won the men's 200 metres freestyle, but was surprised by Australian John Sieben in the 200 fly, winning in 1 minute 57.04 seconds, a new world record. A major surprise, as 17-year-old Sieben had never even broken 2 minutes before the Games. There was an unusual and unique finish to the women's 100 freestyle when American roommates Nancy Hogshead and Carrie Steinseifer clocked exactly the same time, 55.92 seconds, and for the first time in Olympic swimming history, both were awarded the gold medal.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the board, identical times, and this is unofficial until the board changes to ranked position. Unofficially, Steinseifer and Hogshead both timed at 55.92. Winners of the gold medals, both representing the United States of America, Olympic champions, Carrie Steinseifer and Nancy Hogshead.
Absolutely without precedent, two gold medals awarded to the women's 100 meters freestyle.
Following a series of dramatic TV films, foreign aid to Ethiopia has massively increased. People were dying from the famine there for over a year, but the severity of the situation was shown to the world through this BBC report.
Dawn, and as the sun breaks through the piercing chill of night on the plain outside Koram, it lights up a biblical famine, now in the 20th century. This place, say workers here, is the closest thing to hell on earth. Thousands of wasted people are coming here for help. Many find only death. They flood in every day from villages hundreds of miles away, dulled by hunger, driven beyond the point of desperation. 15,000 children here now, suffering, confused, lost. Death is all around. A child or an adult dies every 20 minutes. Koram, an insignificant town, has become a place of grief.
The famine in Ethiopia gave rise to Live Aid and Band Aid.
And there won't be snow in
Romania's Ekaterina Szabo won 3 golds and 2 silver medals in the gymnastics hall, but most attention centred on 16-year-old darling American Lou Retton, who won the all-round gold after an epic battle with Szabo. And Irish success came on the final day of competition when John Tracy took a silver medal in the men's marathon.
Carlos Lopez is coming in to take the gold medal in the Olympic Games of 1984 at Barrowman. Now we can concentrate on the battle for second and third. John Tracy is 100 metres to go. In the past, Ireland have won bronze medals. John Caldwell, Freddie Gilroy, Sox Byrne, Jim McCourtney, Russell. They've won golds. Pat O'Callaghan twice, Bob Tizzle, Ron Delaney. They've won silvers with John McNally, Fred Teague, Wilkinson, Wilkinson. And for the 13th time, an Irish medal goes to John Tracy. The crowd stands with the Irishman from Villierstown and Waterford. My fellow commentators...
The 1984 Los Angeles Games will perhaps go down in history for their spectacular opening and closing ceremonies. For Carl Lewis, for the controversial Mary Decker Slaney, and for the first time since the war, the Games made money. Next week, it's Seoul, 1988.